T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
JD, Louis talked a little bit about it, but what was the adjustment that you were able to make after that first at bat against Wheeler, where you know he really blew you away with those three straight fastballs?
Start a little earlier. obviously, you know, Wheeler came out like he always does. You know, he's got that extra fuel, he's got the adrenaline going. So I just made an adjustment, just made sure I started a little bit tick earlier. And it turned out well, and I was on pitches, and I was able to take some pitches that got me in good hitters counts, that 1-0, that double. And then I laid off that two seam inside 1-1 that, I just picked up easily. And then, you know, I just continued to stay with my approach, and I got that one pitch out over the plate and, just barreled that one up for a home run.
I know you guys know, and we've talked about it with you guys often, about how critical each game here is down the stretch, but was there any extra discussion tonight, especially when Jake exits after those two innings, about, hey, I mean, tonight is a must win. We have to find a way, especially given the opponent, to pull this out?
No, not really. We've had that mentality in the past, and that's not really who we are. I mean, I think in the past it puts more pressure on us. I think today, you know, obviously Jake going out was, you know, a big hit, especially going up against Wheeler. And so we were down, you know, 4-0. And I think there wasn't necessarily a sense of urgency. I think, again, you know, a calmness. We always have guys getting on base. We always have, the train moving. But it's just a matter of getting those big hits. And we ended up getting those today. And we made some adjustments. So to have the sense of urgency or anything like that, I think definitely we wanted to pick it up a little bit. I'd say that that since Jake went down, we needed to, you know, score some runs, get us back in there, try to crack Wheeler. And we did. We were having, tough at bats against him. We were still getting guys on. We were still getting, two out knocks off of him and stuff like that. So we stayed within ourselves, and we just knew we needed to come through for the team, especially with Jake going down. But there wasn't really a discussion or a sense of urgency that, or a sense of panic that we had in the dugout.
Next question is from Justin Toscano.
Hey, JD, in a crucial game down late, you guys pulled through. What do you think this win says about the team?
Well, I mean, it says a lot. I think you could take a little bit from last year and apply it to this year. Obviously, the circumstances of this year is a little bit different. I don't think anybody can compare this season as a normal season, but we just try to keep the same mindset of last year, what we learned, that, you know what, even though we may be down 4-0, but this offense, you know, it's a pretty good offense. Top 10 and all, we've always looked at stats and stuff like that. We've been doing our part, but just the runners in scoring position have, really shot us in the foot this year. So, we just try to pass the baton, learn from last year. And I think it's a huge momentum swing for us, especially, against Wheeler. Not that he wasn't, not that he was our teammate last year, but just the type of caliber he is, sitting up there throwing 99, 96. So, kudos to him. He pitched really well tonight, but, it's a big, big momentum swing for us just to, come back and, get that win for us.
Thanks.
Next question is from Tim Britton.
Hey, JD. Louis talked about some of the early work you were doing yesterday. What are some of the things you were doing to prepare to have a game like this?
I was just working on my hips. You know, I've been a little bit late on the fastball. You know, I just try to make an adjustment. Just, you know, getting through the ball, staying through the ball. I think in Buffalo, you know, I hit quite a few ground balls. I wasn't staying through the baseball. And so we really worked on that. There wasn't really any, you know, mechanical adjustments. It was just it's kind of a mindset or a, you know, we get away from our strengths sometimes. And so it's kind of like putting me back into that good place, into where, you know, I'm comfortable with. And so, you know, kudos to, you know, E and Slater for working with me, you know, Louie working with me. And so, but no, it was huge to, you know, put in that work in, and then come through for the guys, especially for today. And, you know, an important win, an important game.
Yeah, what does it tell you when those extra base hits are all hit the other way like that with authority?
Well, it just means that, you know, I'm staying behind the baseball and I'm using my back hip. Anytime the ball gets in the air, you know, you're using your hips the right way and, you know, you're staying through the baseball. So I'm going to try to keep, you know, doing those same things, keep learning from those and, you know, try to replicate. That's the game of baseball, is to try to stay as consistent as you can.